Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and drop down into your heart space, that cave, that sanctuary where spirit does meet. Written in the Quran, closer art thou than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. We're taking the next 10 minutes to just deepen down in our spirit, to reconnect with the all that is in all, to be conscious of that presence that ever abides within us, that too often we ignore, we forget, we're oblivious to. But in this moment, we are going to be conscious of our indwelling presence and deepen into that realization, into that alignment. So as always, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation. And I like to share with you the words of Joe Puvamainzas, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So let us take 3 deep energizing breaths. So inhale, lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage. Then take in this glorifying, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly exhale, squeezing every last drop out. Taking your second deep, renewing, rejuvenating breath of life. Hold. Release. Now as you take your third and final breath in, set the intention to be present here and now. Inhale. Hold. Gently release. I would like to share something from Praying with the Earth, a prayer book for peace by John Philip Newell. And he says, we wake to the forgiveness of a new day. We wake to the freedom to begin again. We wake to the mercy of the sun's redeeming light. Always new, always gift, always blessing. We wake to the forgiveness of this new day. The psalmist said, behold, I make all things new. There's nothing we need to be concerned about, nothing we need to worry about, but in this day, in this moment, everything is new again. So let us rejoice in this remembrance that we are one with the one that makes all things new. This is the day that the divine has made, and we are glad and rejoicing in it. So as we come into this awareness of our oneness with this infinite intelligence, this omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that is right where we are, ever guiding, ever directing, ever illuminating our paths if we should but listen. Who says, behold, I make all things new. The past is gone. The future is not yet here. But today, in this moment, we have the opportunity to do something new, be something new, connect with something new. A new way of thinking, a new way of believing, a new way of speaking, new way of being. Let us consciously choose to be new in this moment. To align with the one who says, behold, I make all things new. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, remembering the words, behold, you make all things new. We give thanks for something new being done in our lives right here, right now. We give thanks for this understanding that there is always, always an opportunity to be new, to speak something new, to live from a new perspective, to express something new, because you are doing something new in every moment. We give thanks for this truth and this truth that has set us free. We give thanks for your life that is flowing in and through us as us, quickening us, healing us, restoring us, realigning us with the truth of our being. That we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is health, is wholeness, is perfect and right expression. We give thanks for your presence right here, right now, that is flowing in and through us, making all things new in our physical form, in our relationships, in our professional life, in our spiritual life. We give thanks for all things new. As we know this truth for ourselves, we know it for our friends and families. As we know it for our friends and families, we know it for our communities and our country as a whole. And as we know this for our country, we know it for all countries. So in this awareness of this truth, we let go of old judgments, old false beliefs, old conditionings, and behold this world as one. One life, one love, one peace. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we are so grateful for this remembrance that it is you that makes all things new. So as we release the old and welcome the new, we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you praise. So it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayer of protection.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Repeat after me. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of
God. The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches
over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever
I am, God
is,
and all is well.
And so it is. So my divine beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, till we meet again on Sunday. God bless you.
Thank you.